Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon. Well, good evening. I would say good night. It is pretty late here on the East Coast. I believe 12:30 in the a.m. So, good morning to some, I guess. Good evening to others. Happy Friday to the East Coasters. This is TC's Lounge. I'm currently laying down. Decided to do a show like I usually like to do them, off of a whim, just randomly thinking to myself, why not do a show before I fall asleep? I'm a night person, so I'm usually up at this time of night, just doing what I'm doing right now, thinking about life. There's no real topic here. There's no real point, but there's really no topic or no point to any of my shows or my blog talk things or my blog or my podcast. I don't really know what to call this at this point. It's been about 5 months for me since I've last done a show, and not that I don't want to do them. It's not even that it's hard to come up with content. For me, it's just the feeling that I want to have, and I have these feelings. And life kind of happens, you know. I've had a lot of people pass in my family, some close to me, some not. My mother was recently sick, and that really threw me for a loop. I was recently sick. My significant other was recently sick. And it's just been a rough go, but I'm never going to give up on what I'm passionate about. As the sayings and the cliches go, never say never, never surrender, and that's kind of how I am. I always get on here and talk about how I need to continue to never give up, or I need to have a show more often and be more consistent, and I'm just trying to do that. 5 months in between shows is inconsistent, so here I am still trying to figure this whole thing out. Hopefully you all are laying down or half sleep or getting to sleep or starting your morning. I don't know what you're doing when you're listening to this. Hopefully your day is going well. Me personally, I'm just glad to be here, and that's what it is. I wanted to do a show about family and what you would do for family. And, you know, I'm a family first person. So, you know, I was going to use the example of there's this movie I've seen. And it's a good movie. I wouldn't call it my favorite, but it's still a good movie. It's called Brooklyn's Finest, and the guy was one of the cops. Without giving away too much or doing too much spoiler, one of the cops had basically needed money for his family, and he started to do devious things in order to get the money for his family. And I wanted to compare his situation to other situations or just my personal situation and whether I would go as far as he did, because he was a cop. He's obviously like a long time on the force veteran type cop that's been around and bust up a lot of drug deals and drug dealers, and you know there's money, drug money in these apartments and places that they raid. And a lot of times, you know, who's going to tell, or is a drug dealer going to tell on the cop if he steals his money? Most likely not, because it's drug money. And so he figured he could go and steal said drug money from these drug dealers in order to help feed his family and help get his family out of the situation they currently in. They were in a crowded household, and there was no room for the house to expand. And then his wife had respiratory issues, and because of those respiratory issues, they were caused because of the house that they were living in. And he just wanted to do what he had to do, and I wanted to compare how far would people go, or how far I wanted to go, will I willing to go, in order to feed my family. And, you know, what I've gone through personally with my mother and my significant other, I would go pretty far in order to do what I have to do to make sure my family's taken care of. I mean, money doesn't solve everything. This is obvious, but it does help. But what he did at the end of the day, he went in and tried to steal from some drug dealers. He shot a lot of people, and he went to go steal all their money. And then he didn't. Somebody walked into the apartment and ended up shooting him and killing him. And it's kind of a lesson of if you go too far, it could end up getting you in a lot of trouble, either shot dead or in jail, obviously. And personally, I don't think I would go that far. I don't think I would go robbing because you have to have a line, you know. You have to have a – you have to draw a line somewhere morally and stick to that line. And I don't know if I would rob someone in order to feed my family. I'd rather work hard and earn it, I guess, the quote-unquote American way. It's part of why I do a podcast. It's just my passion, the hope that can grow into something. But I do understand, now, as we all know, as adults, it's a movie, so you don't take it, you know, too seriously. But these things do happen. There are real scenarios built into all, not all movies, but built into movies for the most part. But, like, to the point, I really believe that if you can stick to a line, so to speak, it'd be worth working hard for. But it's, if I'm being completely honest, it's really hard to stick to a line when the quote-unquote good people or the people that work hard, the blue-collar people in the world that wake up, go to sleep late, wake up early, work hard, work 8 to 12 hour days, 7 days a week, 6 days a week, however long. You really hope that these people get their fair share. And usually, most likely, they don't. Usually they work themselves to the bone. They never get to where they need to be because the bills stack up too high and there's no other way for them to get out of their cycle that they have built because they just can't catch up, so to speak. So that's where it's weird. And that's where it's hard. And I understand what people do, all types of things in order to help their family. But like the title of this show or this episode, so to speak, it is what it is, or what it is how people have to just, I guess you could say, deal with it. And in this moment for me and all the things I've gone through personally and since last time I've done a show is what it is. There's nothing I can do about it. I have zero control over it. But it shouldn't make me go over the line, so to speak, where I do something outside of myself or what I stand for in order to feed my family or in order to take care of my family. But there is as they say, it's a thin line. And I have thoughts. I'm a human being. I think things that outside of what my moral compass is to help me make more money. And I don't cross that line, but I just finished saying, I understand why people do. But in this present moment, laying here right before bed, I constantly go over what can I do to improve my situation. There's always typical things of starting a business, going into getting another job, starting a side hustle. All these things cross my mind every night, and I just want a solution at the end of the day, but I just will never quit. I would never say that something can't be done. Something will be done. Something must be done. The thing is, figuring out that something is what everyone struggles with. Some people already have it down packed. I wish I was perfect. I wish I knew. I wish I had the answer. I really don't. And that's the unfortunate part. And maybe it's this. Maybe I'll just blabber on every night around this time and talk about nothing for 15 minutes. And one day I have some people talking about nothing with me and we could turn it into a thing. Or maybe I'll blabber on for 15 minutes every night and end up nowhere. That's what it feels like sometimes. And it's hard to say what the answer is. But I guess I'll just, in the moment, what it is I'm just glad to be alive. I'm glad that my mother's alive. I get to spend more time with her. I'm glad that my significant other's alive. I'm glad that I have friends. I'm happy that I still have a job. I still have an opportunity to, Lord willing, wake up tomorrow morning or later on today, since it's already past 12, to try again. And that's what it is for me. It just in the moment, I can try to, you know, think my way through life, which I will continue to do. But as of right now, probably 12:40-ish at this point, how long? I'm not even looking down to see how long I've been blathering on and going on about nothing. At this moment, at this time, Friday, what are we, January 29th, I want to believe, did I give an extra day? It is the 28th, oh, so tomorrow's the 29th, so it's like, I don't even know what day it is. And it matters, but it doesn't. All I want to continue to do is to continue to put forth effort and make something happen. I don't know how to navigate these things sometimes. Like, I guess my point of bringing up the issue with the line of morality, so to speak, is that it's whether to cross it or not. And I don't think I'm going to. I mean, even in my worst moments when the bills are stacked up and I don't know what to do, I don't think I'm going to cross that line. And that's why I was just saying I'm just happy to be alive in this moment, doing this thing, talking to no one really at this point. But tomorrow's another day, or later on today, waking up and going to work is another chance. And that's the way I want to look at it. And that's what it is for me. What it is that I have another chance once I get up later on today and I clock into work and I have another opportunity to figure this thing out. And that's what I'm most thankful for. And I guess that's the point of this show, is that regardless of whatever's going on with me personally, I still have another chance. And that's what it is I continue to have these chances. And maybe it turns into something, and maybe it doesn't. But at least I still have a chance, and I still have breath, and I still have opportunity. I still have my mind and my senses for the most part. and that's the way I look at it from a day-to-day, moment-to-moment, here-and-now perspective. I still have an opportunity to do whatever it is I'm trying to do. Whether I know what that is or not, that's fine. At least I have another chance to continue and try again.